Hey, what's up, you nerds? It's Vikram Baliga, and this is the Plant Prof Podcast. How's it going today? You doing all right? Are you? Hey, I didn't have an episode last week. I was going to, and then I didn't. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. It's been a crazy few weeks. There's all kinds of stuff happening, all kinds of weird stuff happening. And it's, you know, everything's weird, and everyone's brains are working at different levels of efficiency. Mine is pretty low at the moment, you know, but that's okay. We're getting through it. So today is, what's today? Today's Thursday, the 21st of January in the year 2021. And today was the first day of my first lecture of my first class that I'm teaching. It's really cool. I'm teaching introductory horticulture. It's a class that I've TA'd for in the past, in the distant past, and the not so distant past. And it's fun getting to be on this side of the podium, so to speak. I have about 107 students in my lecture and another 50 students in my online lab. So doing a lot of teaching this semester. I wanted to talk about one of the things that I talked about with them today. We didn't really talk about much horticulture. We did the syllabus fun that everyone loves to do the first day of class. And, you know, a few other things. We went over the basics of the course, what we're going to learn, what horticulture is. But I wanted to give them a little bit of a rundown of why. Why do we do college? Why do we take on debt and pay all this money and spend all these hours and years of our life? We talk a lot about, in today's society, the utility of a collegiate degree and how maybe it's not what it's worth or it was worth at some point in the past, or it should be free, it shouldn't be free, all of these things. And we talk about all of these issues surrounding a collegiate education. And I wanted to talk to them a little bit, one about the why. Why do we do it? Why do we go to this through all this hassle? And two, what are some tips to get through it well? So I thought I would share those things with you as well today. And then, you know, we'll get back to plant stuff. I keep saying that, and I keep not doing it. But we'll get back to plant stuff next week. It's just been a weird couple of months in my world, and I still want to get these episodes out and all my thoughts out about stuff. But we'll jump back into plants next week, I promise. I absolutely 100% promise we'll talk plants next week. But why bother, right? Why are you here? There's a quote that's attributed to someone, you know, most quotes you find on the internet, they say, oh, it's either an old Chinese proverb or a Greek proverb, and could be either, could be both, could be neither. Who knows? But this is one of my favorite quotes. A society grows great when old men plant trees under whose shade they know they shall never sit. And that's one of the most profound of these inspirational quotes that I know. And I think about it from the standpoint of an instructor, of an educator, a teacher, whether at the undergraduate, graduate level, high school, elementary, anyone who teaches someone else. It doesn't have to be even in formal education. Because the odds are good that after this 14-week semester, I'll probably never really interact with most of those students that are in my class again. All 107 of them will go different ways. Some of them will graduate. Most of them are in different majors. I may see a few here and there in other classes or around the department, but I probably will not get to see the shade from the trees that I've planted into their lives, of the knowledge that I've planted in their lives. We don't necessarily as educators get to see the fruits of our labor. So our job is not the end result. Our job is planting the tree. And our job as educators is to give even just a few of those tools and a few of those bits of knowledge that our students can use to apply to their lives and to be successful in their lives, whatever that looks like for them, in whatever fields they're in. I feel like it is my job just to plant trees and plant them as well as I can, make sure they're watered appropriately. But at some point, those trees grow up, they bear fruit, they're shady, and I never get to see it. So I have to take joy in just the planting of the tree. And I told my students that's something they should do too. Even though their major may not be horticulture or plant science, they may never use a lot of the information directly that I teach them, they should still plant their trees with great care. And the knowledge they gain from this class, they should treat it with great care because it may apply someday. But it is just one more step in honing their critical thinking skills, their knowledge, their overall well-roundedness as human beings. And so I read them that quote, and we talked about that, and then we talked about some of the challenges that I see from my own life and my own very much time in school that they'll face. And some of those are time management and balancing other commitments. That's a big one for me. I have like 38,000 podcasts. I keep starting new ones and being involved in new ones, and I commit to over other things. I'm overcommitter chronically. But learning to manage your time, or let's just talk about this. Those are just challenges: time management, balancing commitments, mental health, learning new terminology, new languages, essentially, as you study in science or study in different fields. You deal with burnouts. You apparently deal with a pandemic in the middle of your academic career or in the middle of your life. There's the "what the heck do I do with myself now" syndrome. There's imposter syndrome. There's a long list of challenges we face in life, whether in school or otherwise, but they're all challenges that we can learn to manage. So I think there are some basic ways we can overcome challenges. The first thing I think is to take them one step at a time. I think we get so caught up in, I have all of these things to do, and I have to do all of them, and I have to accomplish everything that's on my to-do list. Well, that may be true, but the truth is, more than that, that you can't do it all at once. You cannot accomplish 100 tasks at once, but you can do one task. You can do one thing at a time. And it turns out sometimes the right step is just the next one. It's just the next one. And it's one more step, one more day, one more decision, one more accomplishment towards dealing with all these big problems we have or all these big tasks and all of that. We talked about finding a point of focus in your life. And if you go back an episode or two, I think it was the last one, it was called Trust the Process. That's what that one was about. You should maintain a creative outlet. You need something that's just for you, whether it's painting or music or podcasting or reading a book. I don't care. Maintain a creative outlet that is not work and that is not school. Prioritize values over achievements. That's a really hard one, especially in today's society, when everything is achievement-driven and goal-driven. But always chasing another goal always keeps you in a point of stress, and you're setting yourself up for disappointment, right? Because if you don't meet the next goal, if you don't meet that next challenge, the next achievement, it's hard on you, it's hard on your mental health. But at some point, there's always another one. There's always another achievement to chase. There's always another goal to meet. But if you live your life from a values-based standpoint, you can meet those values. You can be the kind of person you want to be and be much happier in the long run. Now, we have to meet goals. We have to achieve things. And we have to work hard. That was the next thing on the list. There is no substitute for that. We have to work hard. There is no choice. But we don't always just work hard. There are other things to life other than just hard work. And then ultimately, they need to find someone to talk to. It doesn't have to be a professor. It doesn't have to be a professional. Just someone that will listen without judgment. It can be a family member, a friend, a confidant. It can be your Xbox Live buddies, your Call of Duty friends. I don't care. Find someone you can talk to. Find someone you can talk to. And some practical tips. Schedule your time. Literally schedule your time. If you want to pencil in social time, do it. Schedule it. If you want time to read a book or pursue your creative outlet, write it down. Put it in your calendar. And then during that time, that's what you do. That's all you do. You're in class. You pretend you're in class or a meeting. And that is your time just for you to do whatever it is you have scheduled. And make sure time for yourself is on that schedule. Write things down. This sounds like a small thing, but at this point in my life, if something's not written down, it doesn't exist. It just doesn't. My brain is not, it just, it doesn't work, right? So if something's not in writing, it may as well not exist to me. So it needs to be written down. Set priorities wisely. Ask questions. We are an inquisitive bunch of meatbags. And that's the best way to learn. We are programmed to learn through inquiry. Engage with your professors. That could also be supervisors, colleagues, friends, whatever. Engage with the people around you. Learn together collaboratively. And ultimately, cut yourself some slack. We are all going to screw up. God knows so here's a funny story of how I screwed up today. So I'm recording my lectures so that students that can't be there because of illness, COVID, really whatever else, still can have good access to the material. It is a face-to-face class in a very large room, and it's kind of hard to keep track of who's there and who's not. So I wanted to make sure they have access to the materials. So I set up my GoPro, all of that, so that they don't just have to watch a voiceover PowerPoint, which is brutal for everyone. I don't want to make them. They don't want to listen to them. So it's actually, you know, more interactive that way. But I put my GoPro accidentally in time-lapse mode because I'm still an idiot. So good to know, right? Good news, still an idiot. So my hour and 15-minute, 75-minute lecture would take about 12 seconds. So I went ahead and posted that video because I think, again, we have to cut ourselves some slack. You're not always going to win. And that's okay. You can cut yourself some slack and you learn from the experience and you try again. So I hope you have a great semester if you're in school, either on either side of the lectern, or otherwise, I just hope you have a great spring or end of your winter and spring. Life's weird. Things are weird. It's going to keep being weird for a while. I don't know how to fix it, but we can get through this. I've said this before. You can do hard things. I'll talk about plants with you next week, you nerds. All right, bye.